So every person that you meet is a person per the Son. So we all are being turned by Source, which is God, back to Source. We're pieces cut off, being pushed back to Source, pulled back to Source, turned and cut back to Source. Now, everybody's being pulled in that path. Now, some are being pulled in types and shadows after Christ, typology of Christ, and some are being pulled in an anti-type or anti-typology, aka the Antichrist. Those who choose the Antichrist path, they will burn forever, but it's still a sweet smelling offering pointing back to the cross. Those who choose the proper type and shadow, those who choose the proper typology, which is after Christ, taking up your cross and following in series after Christ, you will be in heaven forever, giving God the praise and glory. So what happened at the cross? You see the negative and the positive. Jesus had to become sin for us, but he rose again and he set the captives free. So everybody's being pulled by that story of the cross back to Source. Now some choose to follow the Antichrist story, and some choose to follow the story of Christ raised from the dead, that it's all Christ. Some want to be their own God. Some want to worship Jesus as God, God the Father, God the Son, as God. We see that in Revelation where they fall down and say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." And the saints cast their crowns down. So let me say it in one sentence. Now that I gave you an overview, let me say it in a simple way. There's one storyline, and that storyline happened at the cross. It's happening everywhere all the time. It's happening inside your mind. It's happening on the outside. It's happening in every conversation. It's happening in everything you do, whether you're watching TV, whether you're working, or whatever it is. That same storyline is playing out all the time. And you have a choice. You can follow Christ and point to Jesus and give him the glory and be in heaven forever by faith, through grace, by faith, through grace, by faith, through grace. It's all related, right? You can follow that storyline, or you can follow the other storyline where you reject Jesus and you want to be your own sacrifice and you want to be your own Savior, but you're going to be burning forever in hell because the same storyline has to play up that he gets the praise, glory, and honor. The honor, the praise, and the glory. It's the same story. Those people burning in hell are pointing back to Jesus and his sacrifice. When you take up your cross daily, down here walking it out, you're pointing back to Jesus and his sacrifice. So you're taking up your cross. You're pointing back to the story of the cross in everything you do. Even the unsaved, when they go to work and punch a time clock, that's sacrifice. When they get a degree, that's sacrifice. They had to study. When they pay for anything, that's a redemption. That's a sacrifice. Every human being is on the same path. But the problem is, some human beings want to be their own Savior, which is the Antichrist path. But the born-again saints know it's not them, but it's Christ in them. So when you take up your cross, when you believe on Jesus, when you die to your own understanding, and you know, just even Jesus, when he walked down, he said he did the will of the Father. When you do God's will and not your own will, you're pointing back to that story of what happened at the cross. Jesus came down, went to the cross, rose again. Death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. That is the story. You sleep, you die. You wake up, you rise. The food dies, it goes in your body, gives you resurrection power, gives you the energy. The cycles die, they raise up, they repeat. Death, resurrection, the cycles of time, the sine wave. Everything is the death, resurrection. you're doing it. You're living it. You're telling that story every day of your life. Now the question is, are you pointing to Jesus or are you pointing to yourself? But even if you point to yourself, when you're burning forever, you're still pointing to Jesus. So why not run to Jesus, get saved, live in heaven forever, where love and truth and peace, instead of down there in hell burning forever, where there's division still and gnashing of teeth and screaming and yelling and pain and misery. Why choose the bad path when you can choose the good path? It's the same story, except for the fact that you think you're God instead of Jesus being God. Everybody's being pulled back to source. And the source is that the source code is the story of the cross and what happened at the cross. And it's playing out every day. It's playing out everything that you do in your life. That story is playing out everywhere all the time. In everything. Everywhere, all the time, in everything. Whether you're eating, sleeping, drinking, working, sleeping, taking a shower, whether you're doing a recreation, some kind of recreation, playing a game of chess, playing a game of checkers, Monopoly, riding a bike, everything that you're doing is pointing back to the story of the cross, because that story is the source code that's turning you back to source. God used the storyline to bring you back to his story that Jesus alone saves. And so when you wake up to the fact that 3D is a book, just like 2D book, that 2D book that you read is playing out in 3D because it's also played out in 5D. And so that story of the cross is the source code of all things. And when you go about your day, you're preaching Jesus, whether you know it or not. Every time you punch a clock, every time you wake up, you're preaching Jesus in all things. Every time you take a step, your legs are crossing. Your arms are crossing. Every time you sit down and cross your legs, when you go across the street, when you cross with your neighbor, even when you're mad with your neighbor, you're preaching the cross because you're cross with your neighbor. Even when you think your left brain controls the right side and your right brain controls the left side, it has to cross over. So everything is preaching the cross because the cross, the story of the cross, is the source code to bring you back to source. By faith, because it happened outside of time, it happened outside of space, and so it has to be faith, and it's faith alone, and there's no other way. If you can hear me, you have been blessed. If you can't hear me, listen to it 20 times till it makes sense. I'll say it really quick. The source code is the story of what happened at the cross. And everybody's being turned in this holographic reality back to that story. And the story is actually playing out in front of us every moment of every day. In everything we do, not only on the outside, but on the inside, in our DNA, everything. And so you can break the story of the cross down into cut, turn, union, and flow. And so those four root words of this reality are playing out in everything that you do, in your DNA, in your metabolism, is playing out everywhere. It's playing out if you're watching a motorcycle go down the highway, if you're looking up at the stars, that same storyline is playing out to pull you back to source. And so the source is hitting you every day. Every time you speak a word, you're speaking from source. God created the languages. God created the word. The word spoke it all into existence. Everything is a word. So every time you open your mouth, you're speaking source code truth. But the flesh mind can't see the source. Only the spirit mind can. So when you say a word like companion, let's say you say a word like companion, what does that mean? It's telling you the source. C-O is together. M is water. P-A-N is bread. Ion. So when you have a companion, you have two water vessels who are together having a meal, pan is bread. Jesus is the bread of life. So it points back to Jesus, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh, so that you have the power to go, ion, companionship. So you both have a ship, a water vessel, and so you're both in companionship that points back to Jesus. Because he is the bread of life, and P-A-N is bread. So you're breaking bread together in companionship because each of you has your own body ship and you're pointing back to Jesus. That's the storyline. That's the source code. And it's encoded in every word, every symbol, every shape, every color, every phonics, everything that you do. The story of the cross is being preached. And so you're actually preaching the cross, everything you do. Even the people who reject Jesus and burn in hell, the smoke of their torment rises forever as a sweet smelling offering. So that points back to Jesus being our offering. Because you make an offering. You give and you receive. It's a reciprocal reality. God gave you a gift, you receive it by faith. God gave you a gift, you either reject it or receive it. But when you reject it, you get rejected. You burn in hell. But what happens? That sacrifice of you burning forever points back to Jesus on the cross forever. It's a sweet smelling offering. So no matter which path you choose, it still points back to the storyline, which is the source code that's turning you back to source. So every word that you speak is from source, and the words that you're speaking, whether it's a nursery rhyme or a song or whatever it is, you're speaking from source, and that is turning you back to source. Everything's from source, and you're eating and drinking of source. You're eating and drinking of what happened at the cross. You're living out that storyline moment by moment, day by day. And this is how God turns you back to himself through that storyline, through the blood, through the body of Christ. Every time you eat a meal, it points back to eating. So when you eat a meal, you're eating of the flesh. You're eating of the snake eating itself. You're eating of the creation. But the creation type and shadow points back to you eating and drinking of that eternal life, the Word of God. This is the most important message I've ever talked about. That storyline is source. What storyline? The cross. And that story of the cross is turning you back to source. And everybody's just a different version. When you look at somebody else, you just see a different version of yourself who chose a path. And some people get there faster. Some people get there slower. But everybody eventually goes back to source. Even those who reject it, they end up burning forever as a sweet-smelling offering. So it points back to source code truth, which is what happened at the cross, which is the love story. It's the horror story. It's the love story. It's the victory story. It's happening all the time, everywhere, in all things. And it's the storyline. It's the holographic story. The word hologram is a story written by the hand of one person. And who is that? God. He wrote this story. And that's why you're a character in the story. Just like the Old Testament, they were characters in the story. We're all characters in the story. And God is bringing us back to source via this storyline from source. Because we all love a story. We all love to hear a story. That's what's happening.